breakfast tea, a beloved asked her lover, "Who do you love more, yourself or me?" "From my head to my foot, I have become you. There's nothing left of me but my name. Only you exist. I've disappeared like a drop of vinegar in an ocean of honey. A stone that has become a ruby is lit with the qualities of the sun. No stoniness remains in it. If it loves itself, it is loving the sun. And if it loves the sun, it is loving itself. There's no difference between these two loves." Before the stone becomes the ruby, it is its own enemy. Not one, but two exist. The stone is dark and blind to daylight. If it loves itself, then it is unfaithful, resisting the sun. If it says I, it is just darkness. A pharaoh claims divinity and is brought down. Halaj says the same and is saved. One eye is cursed, another is blessed. One is a stone, another a crystal, and one with the light. Work on your stony qualities and become resplendent like the ruby. Practice self-denial and accept difficulty. Always see infinite life in letting the self die. Your stoniness will decrease and your ruby nature will grow. Become all hearing like an ear, and gain a ruby earring. Dig a well in the earth of this body, or even before the well is dug, let God draw the water up. Keep scraping the dirt from the well, for perseverance brings good fortune. The Prophet has said that each prostration of prayer is a knock on heaven's door. When anyone continues to knock, felicity shows its smiling face.